North Canterbury's Compass FM. Welcome into the studio this afternoon, Ruby Wilson, the Waimakariri Youth Council co-chair. Good afternoon, Ruby.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come and see us. It's so nice to actually have one of the members of the Youth Council with us. And before we went to where, I asked Ruby, so how long have you been on council? How long have you been?
About 4 years now.
And so you obviously enjoy it.
I do.
And it's great to see the young people being involved with, well, decision-making on the council, because you do get a little bit of input, don't you?
We do, yeah. We have the mayor and a couple of councillors on the youth council with us, which is pretty awesome.
That is awesome. Okay, we've got our questions. How was the most recent youth council meeting?
It was awesome. We invited the councillors and community board members along to our meeting for the first time, and so we had a little meet and greet beforehand for some of our youth council members to kind of get to know the councillors and community board members, and then some of them stayed to watch our meeting, so it was an awesome chance for both sides to kind of see what each other does. And yeah, it was a great opportunity.
That's fantastic. So do you follow an agenda? Do you have a set agenda?
We do, yeah. I set the agenda every month. So there was a lot on the agenda this month.
But it's very good, in being involved with Youth Council, because it also gives you exposure to how these things are run.
Yeah, definitely. We get the chance to be representatives on some committees as well. So it's a great opportunity to learn the skills of how meetings work formally as well. So
absolutely. Well, it's great to hear that. So now, what is Youth Council at the moment working on?
We're working on a few things at the moment. So we've got a couple of project groups. So one of them is doing a development at the Dudley Park in Rangiora at the moment. And so we've put the deck in, and currently we've got some local high school students painting some stickers of the mural to go up on the side of the squash club wall, which is pretty exciting. So that's been a few years in progress. So it's cool to see things happening with that. And then we've also got our environmental project group, who are very busy. They've got a lot going on. They're developing a social media campaign for highlighting some of the op shops in the district, and they're also organising a river cleanup, which is coming up on the 24th of September.
Oh, so, look, that is awesome. Well, yeah, and I heard about the Dudley Park thing. I'm really excited that space is getting a little bit of attention because I remember Dudley Park when I was young, and it seemed such an expansive space for not very much in it, to be fair. The pool was stuck in the corner, and there was a cricket pavilion, but that was really pretty much it.
Yeah, it's so great to see things happening. It's been quite a few years, even before my time, has been the start of the project, and there's a few different stages that'll be happening over the next kind of few years, I guess. So it's cool to see things finally happening.
And wonderful that they're involving the youth as well. So now, how did Why Youth's most recent event go?
So Why Youth held a rave recently, and that was very successful. And they are now working on organising some movie nights in the local libraries, as well as hoping to host some quiz nights in the future. So they're working on a few things
so
as well.
So now, tell me about the rave. Where was that held?
I believe it was held at Rangiora High School, and it was a fundraiser. Yep. It was very successful, which is cool.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear that. So there'll be more of those then.
Hopefully.
Good to hear about that. So now, what is coming up for young people in the Waimakariri? Anything planned for the school holidays?
There are. So I believe, as I mentioned before, the Why Youth are organising their movie nights in the libraries. And then at the end of this month, we've got the river cleanup that I mentioned at Ashley Rakahuri River, which is on the 24th of September. And the other co-chair on the Waimakariri Youth Council, Zach Lappin, has been organising the North Canterbury Inclusive Sports Festival, which is being held at Main Power Stadium on the 29th. So that's pretty exciting.
Wow. Yep. You guys aren't sitting still, are you? You've got so much going on. And I know, Ruby, that you have attended, or at least you've gone up to Parliament a couple of times.
Yes, I have, yeah. Just a couple of weeks ago I was there.
So just a couple of weeks ago. So tell the listeners a little bit about that experience.
So I got to attend the Aspiring Leaders Forum in Wellington. So that was about 200 delegates between the ages of 18 to 24, all different leadership roles across Aotearoa. And so we got to spend one of the days at Parliament and had a fancy dinner in Parliament.
You had a dinner there as well. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, oh, awesome. How awesome. And was Parliament what you thought it would be? I mean, you've been a couple of times.
Yeah, we got to sit in on question time when we were there, which was very cool. It was very different to watching it on TV or on Parliament TV compared to being there in person. So it was a really cool experience. And we got to talk with some of the MPs as well in the office. So that was
a wonderful experience. Yeah, you're so lucky. Well, I can see a very bright future for you, Ruby Wilson. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and see us today. I think Ruby's going to be a future leader, just quietly, listeners. Ruby Wilson, the Waimakariri Youth Council co-chair, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
And hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yes, hopefully.
Look forward to it.
Compass FM.